This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's the Chocolate Boy Wonder, Pete Rock, and I'm about to tell y'all about the most important DJ in the UK, and her name is Sarah Love. Holla at her, you know what I mean? Chocolate Boy Wonder, Pete Rock, says she's good. All right, peace.
That's just about as official as it gets, really. And you know what time it is, party people, 4 p.m. every Monday. It's Hip Hop O'Clock with myself, Sarah Love, and usually with Mice Diggy, but Mice is away today. But before we go any further and let you know all the exciting things happening, we have to say thank you to our homeboy, Ian Bolesworth. He's been taking care of you the last 2 hours here on FUBAR. You can listen back to that show and all FUBAR episodes on the website. Last week, we had a really dope open mic session. You need to check that out. We also spoke with Bucket Hat Jack and Earth Evil as well. So you know the place to go. Well, you should know by now. It's FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And as I say, Mice is away today, but I'm joined by a controversial figure who arouses a lot of drama online. It's not Donald Trump. I know that's what you were thinking. But it's almost like hip-hop's version of Donald Trump in the UK.
Come
Welcome
on.
To the show,
come
Snips!
Come on, Sarah. Come on.
Snips, DJ Snips in the house. He's going to be co-hosting with me today as Mice is away. How are you doing, Snips?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I'm
looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Less of the Donald Trump, but you know.
I don't want
to. I'll hold the controversial tagline. That's all good. Yeah. That's all good.
But no, we're going to have a nice time today. And we're going to be joined today by Confucius MC and Jest. They're going to be in the studio talking to us about their new project. Sort of, as we do every week, we've got the open mic coming up with a whole gabble of MCs in the place to be. We're going to be talking about what's been going on in the world and everything. I've got new music for you. So much good hip-hop has come out just in the last few weeks. But I'm definitely going to be playing you some of that brand new Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing from their new album and so much more. So do not move a muscle. This show's all about you. Never forget that. So we love hearing from you. Email us, hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can also tweet us at FUBAR Radio. I'm also on there as at DJ Sarah Love. What's your Twitter handle, Snips?
At Snips Tweets.
So get at us. And I might also include a section in the show today, which is Ask Snips Anything.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing before we move on? I came on here today with every intention of challenging you at your hip-hop t-shirt game after that organized confusion. So I've pulled out the 2006 super rare Supreme Dipset tee. And you know what you've gone and done? You've turned up with a pair of Cazales that just shut my frame game down. So now, like, every little bit of cockiness I came in here with, it's just been replaced with insecurity.
Okay, what shoes are you wearing as well? Because I'm pretty sure my shoes have probably shut down your shoe game as well. I'm sorry.
Right, now we're going to have a look.
I've got some serious shoe game. I've got a shoe problem. That's what it's called.
I hear you there.
But, you know, hold tight, because me and Snips are going to be getting into everything. But as I said, so much good music has come out recently. And I thought, let's hit you off with an MC who's been on the show just a few weeks ago. We were speaking to Elzai of Jericho Jackson. That's the new project alongside Crisis. And he has dropped another ill verse on this brand new West Side Gun project. This is hip hop. It's FUBAR. Let's do it.
Punches, it's that flying fist of fury. You wish I had no leg to stand on when no podiatrist could cure me. My life was like eggs benedict, creme brulee, it's lamb today. Tomorrow's lobster macaroni, clam souffle. And those truly wack who swear they got the crown, get they rubies jacked. My dogs will smack you up like a Scooby snack. We face major or minimum slaughter. I wouldn't hold my breath swimming in water. Wanna stay winning more than women wants a feminine daughter. Or men who want a masculine son to teach how to shoot baskets and guns for fun. You've been the presence of a Jedi. Gypsy read my palm and said I make it past the age that most thought I'd be dead by. That's 1 year shot of a ghost, born out in Bed-Stuy. And years after these artists overdosing off of Med-High. Ruin your day and spoil your whole night. What's in my loose leaf? It's hitting hard like it was rose height. Something you shouldn't take light. Different from what the fake right, but similar to a snake bite. You letting me slow up and see my brake lights. Then make flights from Detroit to Buffalo. Puff and dro. You in bad shape like my toughest role. I'm well rounded like David Ruffin's bro. Cuffin' yo, main squeeze before my plane leaves. I'm so cold, she slurped me up and catch a brain freeze. Then I stroke and smack it in the smoking jacket. Oakland Mac it on some coke and yak shit.
Boom, 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 hey, boom. 45 shells popping out straight, drilling shit. Lagging Phil rocking head to toe in the limit six. PJ Spiller still a fish in the Fisker. Check through show hoes, bring it from the kid. Reminiscing in my cell, I used to have the block clicking. Duffel bag filled with high points, what's the mission? Bring the boom at his mama house, gave him the business. Boom. Try to give me 30 counters fit for a chicken. No, 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 no. 3/4 Balenciagas. These never dropping, don't even bother. Tie gloves on the chopper, Stone Island fishing mid jumper. Brick on the collar, $1,000 lineups. Chill, I just sold bricks for real. I took a pay cut when I signed my deal. This for the culture, you wouldn't understand my sculpture. This feeling is torture, I'm ultra. Rhyming well, blind tail. Before I rat, I'd rather fry in hell. What you know about? Load your bags filled with mail. 20 stands to make you a book. You never ran a phone, you niggas was shook. Shook. You never ran a phone, you niggas was shook. Shook.
Uh-huh. Yes, it's your boy Tony Rotten, aka Black Twang in the Flesh. And right now you're with Sarah Love, doing it big, Rotten Nostra family. Yeah, from 19 no long, you know.
You know what I saw this weekend was this
tell me.
Of it was MCD, Skinny Man, and Black Twang, like in just this freestyle session. This is like from the 90s.
Do you know what?
And
I've seen that.
Like, oh my god, I want to cry.
I've seen that. I didn't see it recently, but someone put that up a while. I don't know if it was Big Ted that might have put it up, but somebody put it up because I'm sure it was at Big Ted's.
It looked like it was in someone's yard.
Yeah.
But no, it was
wrong,
so good. And then it was just like the level of MC skills. And that was like 90s. You know what I mean? And these are the things that kind of get overlooked. But before we get into all of that, like politicking, as you know,
me you can
and
turn
Snips,
this easily into like just an old people rant about hip hop. So
no,
don't let
don't
me go
do
down
that
road.
Don't
please.
Worry.
Don't let me do that.
I got your back. But good, you know, good. Like Snips and I are probably a combination made in hell. But but no, it's going to be wonderful today. That last cut, brand new from West Side Gun. The track there is the Steiners featuring Elzai. It's a Pete Rock production. That's the second studio album from West Side Gun, Supreme Blientel.
Get that on vinyl if you can.
See, I haven't got it on vinyl yet.
Any of his projects, ridiculously hard to track down on vinyl.
Well, don't they all like sell out within the first like 48 seconds. Hours yeah, kind yeah. of thing? And then, because it's all that era we're living in now where it's,
100%.
You know,
and then people in Germany are selling them for £500 a record within half an hour.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's good work if you can get it. I mean, he's done a great job on this record. There's been so many strong album releases this year on here. He's got features from Rock Marciano, Jada Kiss, Busta Rhymes, Anderson .Paak. There's production, I was going to say beats, but there's production on there from Ninth Wonder, Alchemist, Static Selector, more out now on Griselda. So check it out. Is that one of your favourite releases so far this year,
100%. I'm a bit of a Griselda stan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest, the Conway project was probably my favourite.
Okay.
And Benny's project was amazing as well.
Yeah, so a lot of strong releases they've been dropping and getting noticed as well, you know. So
definitely,
it's
definitely
the hard work is paying off. Coming up, there's so much that we need to get into, but you know, we like to set the show off on the positive tip and remind it, because even when the weather's beautiful like this, like we've had this heat wave this last week, people still find ways to get bummed out and
yeah, I'm one of those people.
Aww.
I've become that person that just complains when it's too hot, even though I complain all year about having bad weather.
About being too cold.
I'm literally like, it's too hot, I can't deal with this.
But that's about as British as it gets.
100%.
So, you know, that's, in a way, that's like the badge of honour. You're certified.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
you're complaining in all
exactly.
weather conditions about the weather. But no, I think we like on this show every week to start off with some positivity. And I really appreciate people who are just putting in the groundwork for the matters that are of importance. And first of all, I'd like to send a shout out to all the Yorkshire crew locked into the show, who I saw some of you guys over the weekend at the Savvy video shoot for his new song, Hour of the Wolf, and that he was on the show a couple of weeks ago. So listen back to that if you missed it. And I really appreciate across the country people who are standing by important values. What I like about that West Side Gun project as well is how he was just like, this is for the culture. Like, I really don't care about, you know, kowtowing to whatever pressures. And I think in the political sphere, we need to do that. Are you someone who votes?
100%. Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah. So you believe that it's an important thing that people engage in politics?
I do believe it's important to engage. I do understand for younger people why they have a almost like a hopelessness of, why do I even bother? I understand why people, I don't hold that. Yeah. And I think that's probably down to my age and maybe a slightly deeper understanding, but I understand why people hold that stance. Mm. But it's important to change that.
Yes, exactly. And I've got an important date for your diary. No, it's not this weekend at my place, but it's there's going to be around, well, let's say I've got to send out a
big up
to around 50,000 people who are expected to descend on central London to protest against Donald Trump when he arrives in the UK for his first official visit.
Yes,
that's happening on the Friday, the 13th of July. Demonstrators are going to start by meeting outside the BBC building in Portland Place at 2 p.m. then making their way through the city, and this is all part of the Stop Trump March, before then a large rally happens at Trafalgar Square. And you know, I think it's because I've seen a lot of people online where they're kind of saying, oh, I'm sick of people comparing Donald Trump to Hitler. It's like, people just need to calm down, man. It's not the same as the Holocaust, what's going on right now. But
look, I think what people need to understand is that these things don't just happen overnight. This is not just a case of somebody comes out of nowhere and says, right, this is going to happen and we're going to change and this is going to, you know. These things happen gradually, and these things happen by smaller things being normalized. Mm-hmm. And when the smaller things get normalized, larger things become normal. We're already in a position where Trump being president is normalized.
Mm-hmm.
It's a normal thing. I now wake up and it's like, oh yeah, Trump's president. When he got elected, me and my housemate were like, what is going on? We're in the twilight zone. And it's now become normal. And the more these things become normal, suddenly you end up in positions where, you know, they can be comparable to some of the largest travesties we've ever had in history.
Oh, so. Definitely. But that's the important thing, because I think when you actually look through history, what you realise is like many genocides and persecutions, like throughout history, it first starts with language.
Yeah.
And then it's about shutting down and controlling media. So, you know, you see there's a lot of the same telltale signs going on here. So we can't just idly be like, oh, I'll be all right kind of thing. So
100%. 100%.
So you've got the organisers of this event, Stop Trump, of this protest that's happening, but also there's many important organisations involved as well, like Amnesty International. Their director, Kate Allen, she said, since moving into the White House, Trump has shown an impatience bordering on intolerance towards peaceful protests, the media, and even the democratic process itself. So his visit to Britain will be an important opportunity to underline the importance of free speech and the right to protest. And you know, the UK government, they're putting a lot of effort into making sure Trump never sees like all this protest that's planned to happen. It's not just in the UK, it's going to be going on across in different cities. He arrives at Stansted Airport on the 12th of July before being flown to the US ambassador's residence in Regent's Park, and then he goes for dinner with the Queen at Blenheim, I'm not even sure how you pronounce it, Palace. Which I think is a bit of a liberty, really, because that's, you know, many people, members of the public, have just been outraged. And this is why that it was first downgraded from an official state visit to now it's just a working visit. So it was their diplomatic way of uninviting him, basically. But I just feel it's important that we make our voices 100%, heard and 100%. Show that London is not a place that is in line, and the UK is not a place that's in line with the sort of bigotry and xenophobia that he's promoting, which is also empowering and legitimizing a lot of the far right movement, which is sweeping across Europe. I mean, in Hungary at the moment, you've got laws where it's like illegal to help a Muslim migrant and things. You've got throughout Poland, Slovenia, Italy have just had their elections where now they've got a far right government in power. There, of course, has been a massive uprising in France. So, you know, this isn't just like this is a serious issue that is gaining pace. But on the line, we're now going to speak to a young man called Ilyas. And Ilyas is the Black Students Officer, and he's involved in the National Union of Students, who are working with the Stop Trump Coalition. Have I got all that correct, Ilyas?
That's absolutely right, yeah.
Oh, bless you, Ilyas. So what exactly are you doing? Like, what is your involvement in this protest that's happening on Friday the 13th against Donald Trump's visit?
Yeah, so we're part of the Stop Trump Coalition, which is a broad church made up of different NGOs, grassroots activist movements, charities, politicians, trade unions and others who are all coming together. So it was formed in 2017 in response to the imposition of the Muslim ban in the US. And now we've organized a huge demo on Friday the 13th in central London, which at the moment, I think on the Facebook page alone, has something like over 50,000 going, over 150,000 interested. We don't just want the noise in London, like you were saying. We want the noise all across the country. Mm. We want people in different cities, in different areas across the UK, organizing things that are right for their communities. So no matter what part of this island they decide to take him through, when they try and shield him from the protesters, the noise is just too loud. So wherever he is during any second of his visit, we want the noise to be in his ears that we're resisting this.
I know, but it seems like the government are making a lot of effort to make this go as smoothly and as nicely as possible. I mean, Boris Johnson, he's a big fan of Donald Trump. He tweeted, "Fantastic news that President Donald Trump will at last come to Britain. Looking forward to seeing our great closest ally and friend on the greatest visit ever." So, I mean, I think in many ways in the UK, we're quite complacent about politics and our role in politics, maybe because we've had, not that we've had, I'm not trying to belittle struggles people have in their life in the UK, but you know, it's not the same as what people are facing in certain other parts of the world. Like, we're pretty free in the UK in many respects, but why would you say it's important for people to come out and they need to like just come through in their own way to make their voices heard at this protest?
Yeah, so it actually sort of relates on exactly what you guys were talking about earlier. So the coalition is organizing a demonstration against Trump's visit, but what it also is two other important things at the same time. It's also against Trumpism. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is we're against and we're taking steps towards, you know, tackling things like inequality, tackling climate change, tackling discrimination, and especially against the most marginalized groups in our community, in our society. We're against corporate greed and all of those aspects, which, you know, like you were just saying, we've got a sweeping far right and fascist groups mobilizing across Europe, right?
Terrifying.
We've seen that across the last few weeks and last few months. We've seen the news about how, you know, this isn't just limited to mainland Europe. This is happening on our shores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've seen those attacks on our streets. We've heard the stories of elders in our communities being stabbed on their way home from prayer. We've heard the stories of our elders being deported from our communities by our own government. So this isn't just against Trump as a person. This is against Trumpism and the politics of that and the real impact that has on our communities. And also importantly, we also want this to be a carnival. We want this to be a carnival of resistance. We want this to be a means of people, wherever they are, whatever they want to do, they protest in a way that's important for them. You know, this isn't just about one huge demo in central London. This is about the one that will be organized in Manchester, in Sheffield, up in the towns in Scotland, up in the different villages and cities across England and Wales and everywhere. It's important for people to do things which make sense and are right for them on a local level as well. And this carnival of resistance really needs to be amplified. We're seeing the stories and the real impact of inequality in the UK and the impact of the decision of our government is having on the most marginalized in our communities.
Yes.
And let this be a means of us coming together and organizing against those. So after the 13th, after this demonstration in central London and across the UK, people are taking steps to supporting their communities and coming together on a local level.
Yeah, because in the UK at the moment, you've got the Conservative government, they're pushing this like hostile environment policies, which is all about impacting how immigration is going to happen here too. So yeah, it's not something where it's just, oh, this is a problem for the US. But Trump's also clashed with Sadiq Khan, which blatantly that had like racial undertones, which I just thought was offensive as a Londoner, because it just showed clearly you know nothing about British culture. And then also he's hopping off for a lovely trip to go and play golf in Scotland afterwards. So it's a nice holiday for him, really. It sounds like they're trying to plan.
Can I say as well, what's really important about this, and I think a lot of people don't necessarily put the importance on the people in the middle in these discussions, because you're always going to have a far right. You're always going to have people who are actively left. And I think what seems to swing things either way is the amount of apathetic people that sit in the middle. I mean, if you look at like any, whether you're talking about slavery, you're talking about the Holocaust, you're talking about all of these things, what actually allows the far right to win is the large amount of people that sit in the middle and do nothing. So when things like this are taking place, I can't stress how important it is for people who are, you know, they find issues with things that Trump does, but they're maybe not that passionate. These are the people that get off your ass and go. You know, go and be a part of this, because you're the people in the middle that actually can swing things either way.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And like we say, it's not just London. I know on Thursday, the 12th of July, there's protests planned in Cambridge, Bristol, Leeds and at Blenheim Palace. It's not somewhere I've been invited before. So there's things happening across the country, Manchester as well. But what are the links like? Because I was just wanting to make sure as many people know that this is happening and where they can go to find out more information about what they should do. And we'll share all the links for the people, Ilyas.
So your main links are definitely head to the Facebook page, the Together Against Trump Facebook page. That's got links to it, to all the coaches that are, you know, being organized from across the country. Loads of them have been filled already, and we're hoping to fill as many as possible. We want this to be one of the biggest marches we've seen in the UK. Mm-hmm. So definitely head to the Together Against Trump website. So the Together Against Trump is an event, and that's been organized with all these different organizations coming together around a central point and central rally and march. So head there to find the links to all the different coaches being organized, and that'll also have it's going to have some updates to it, where we're going to hopefully have a live map going up, which is going to show all the different activities taking place, whether that's local meetings, local events, and big national ones as well, so people can get involved in whichever way is best for them.
Very cool. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to us today, Ilyas. And then hopefully, I'm definitely going to be plugging it again next week on the show and making sure. Because you see what I want to see, Snips. I want to see like all the illest sound systems that we have in British history, like out in the streets. So it's like,
there's no reason why those people shouldn't be there.
Well, I want them
absolutely
to be there.
That's no reason.
How are we going to get them there?
Boy.
Give me the answers, Snips.
I wish I had the answers.
But yeah, so we're working on it for you anyway, Ilyas. So I really appreciate all the work that you guys have done to help put this together and advertise the event and everything. And I hope it just goes incredible for you as well. So thank you so much for joining us and best of luck with everything.
Thank you for having me. And I'll see you all on the 13th.
For sure.
And on that tip, I was about to play you some brand new Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing, but I thought, seeing as we have been speaking about Donald Trump, let's play you a song that is really kind of dedicated to him.
Yeah, we don't want to do anything to scare your children. That's the last thing we want to do. Mom!
I'm no longer a prospect. I'm what you call a veteran, legend, man. I'm a prophet. You ain't no artist, you what I would call a concept, made to inspire gossip like Shade Room or like Bossip. Welcome to the Grammys, where your likeness to use for promo hypeness and views. Okay, I hope that you knowin' that if you voted, you might as well, and I voted for no one. They knew when they made that category where that trophy was going. All this industry shit is, there ain't no middle class. Raise your glass, here's the classism. Either you a rich ass nigga or you's a bum. There ain't no in between. Sinners sell their souls, angels sell their halos and their wings. I had dreams of fucking a R&B chick. Then I found out that R&B chick already had a dick. Already slept with your favorite rapper, aren't we sick? You start as an artist and turn to alcoholic and quick. This shit is, man, I wish I would let a nerd who work it in the scope in a coat by Kenneth Cole consult me about my image, bro. I'm the best rapper out this bitch, except the only catch is that I'm in this hoe.
Oh, they so dumb.
So dumb.
Nothing that they do is new. They so dumb.
So dumb. Yeah.
Oh, oh, they so dumb.
So dumb. So dumb.
They ain't fooling me or you.
They so dumb.
Bring the punches back. And sleeping fake woke niggas that had to come to that. I love promoting elevation in the space that all my brothers at. Now why I'm lying, I be turned up to these mumble raps. Watch where you coming at, don't be. This where Confucius started thugging at. This Metro Boomin' mixed with Thundercat. This where my niggas gain they muscle at. Somebody eating off your plate, how you gon' stomach that? Cause of that, all my niggas is like how we get to this, yeah. Man, I turn basic into intricate. I kill you with my simple shit. No tweeting when we kicking it. Don't tell me what you finna get. Silly, you could drown without a membership. Watch who you swimming with. It's 10 of us riding up on this city bus. Sinning, trying to hit for a scripture like it's Leviticus. Tackling reality, praying that it don't injure us. I love my niggas, but it's really us. When we gon' notice that we so.
Bury what you've done and sit with my fate. Guess you think that I'm so dumb. No, I won't be the one. Bullets from your tongue shooting round my way, trying to kill me off for fun. No, I won't be the one. Bury what you've done. Messing with my faith. Guess you think that I'm so dumb. No, I won't be the one. Bullets from your tongue shooting round my way, trying to kill me off for fun. No,
check it out, check it out. It's Jay with the Damager with my girl DJ Sarah Love. We holding it up every day, all day. BK to London, that's how we do it. Peace.
It's your girl DJ Sarah Love. And I'm also joined this week by DJ Snips.
Oi, oi.
It's Battle of the DJs in the house. That last cut was brand new Royce the 5'9". Yes, he dropped that album alongside the Prime album. That's alongside DJ Premier earlier this year. But he also dropped a solo album. That cut, Dumb, featuring Boogie. It's an S1 production. And the album is called Book of Ryan as well. So definitely check it out. I think it's one of the quality offerings of this year. Have and you
I
heard it yet?
I have, yeah, which is why I'm surprised I didn't recognize that song when you played it. So I think I need to give the album another listen. But it sounded amazing. I've listened to it like twice, but I feel as though he totally overshadowed his Prime album with this.
Me too,
because the first Prime album was really good and I just didn't get into the second one.
I didn't in the same way as I liked the first one,
yeah.
And then yeah, so in a way it felt quite good to have the solo Royce album. But it also, you saying that, it makes me think of really the how much has been coming out for us to be able to be so picky.
Yeah, and there was definitely a time about 2 or 3 years ago where I feel like, you know, I'd struggle to find an album in a year that I actually cared about.
I know.
And yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot right now.
Yeah, and that's why I keep saying I really think there's a renaissance that's
100%.
Happening in hip hop.
The Fonte album, have you listened to that?
We had Fonte on the show, actually. Snips, you just exposed yourself that your finger is not on the pulse
Look,
at all.
I'm never around. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But
I'm
you
really
can
bad.
Listen back to when Fonte was on the show.
I will listen back.
FUBARradio.com/show/hip-hop. This year, we've also had Rev Run of Run DMC. We've had Evidence on the show, Fonte. Gosh, there's so many people I can't even remember. You'll just have to check out the hip-hop page and find out. But you know, hip hop, also what I like about it is that we are a reflection of what is going on in the world.
100%.
You know, and there's been lots of interesting and, again, controversial things that have been going on. Wait, before we go any further, I have to send a special shout out to Not PC Locked Into the Show. I love hearing from you so much. Get in touch with us on on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. But yes, a few weeks ago, I saw this name trending.
This is where
trending.
I get to play my controversial bit, right?
I saw this word trending on Twitter,
yeah,
which I wasn't familiar with, because on the whole, I think your ears are very precious, and so you have to protect your ears from...
I agree.
You know, whether that's too loud decibels damaging your hearing or just bad music becoming parasitic in your brain.
How do you manage to do that as a DJ? Because I struggle. As somebody who's like... actively out playing, I struggle to protect my ears from bad music, because it becomes to the point where you just have to play some of it, and
well,
it kills me.
I think, you know what, gosh, now I feel like spotlight's on me. No, I made a decision quite in a few years ago in my career, because I think I could have easily gone down the route of I can just do parties, get like $5,000 an hour, wear a bikini and play music that I detest. And then
I'll play music I detest in a bikini for $5,000 an hour.
Would you?
If anyone's ready to pay me that, I'll do it. Bikini and all. I'm on it.
So maybe I should rethink my strategy. No, but then I thought to myself, I've got a limited number of hours on this earth. Like,
yeah.
That is basically what they're doing to people in Guantanamo Bay, to torture them. Like, I don't want to be locked in a dark room with drunk people listening to terrible music.
Yeah.
Like, when that's time that I could be spending listening to really interesting music, helping interesting music get out there. And so I just decided I'm only doing the gigs that I believe in, that I want to do and that I want to be a part of. And it's soul destroying. For me, music's something that's so deeply... spiritually intertwined into my soul that it's like blaspheme to play crap music.
You're making me feel really bad right now.
Why?
You're making me feel bad.
Oh my god,
you're exposing me for being a sellout.
No, see, that's a word that's died. It's like you're not allowed to say sellout anymore.
Yeah, because you're a hater if you do.
Yeah, no, but it's getting paid.
I'm with you.
Sellout got replaced with the term getting paid.
I'm straddling this really, really fine line where I'm definitely there where I'm trying not to play stuff that I hate, but I compromise just a little bit. And even that, I would like to not know who, you know, Drake, whoever, I would like to not know that these artists exist. I would just like to, no, seriously, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who makes hip hop music for a living, not just hip hop, soul, funk, whatever, but he makes a great living out of music. And we were talking about it. He said, you know, I don't think I've ever heard a Drake song. I'm really, I'm envious of being able to have a career in music and actually, and this is, I'm not trying to use Drake as a, you know, it could be any of these major, you know.
Yeah.
I'm really envious of being able to exist within this world and actually just not be aware of it.
Okay, because I've put a lot of strategy into making that happen, because your ears are so precious. Like, what you listen to is what dictate. Like, when you're a musician, a performing musician, what you listen to is that dictates so much of the sound that you then create as an artist.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to crap, it's monkey see, monkey do, innit? You're
going
to end up like sounding crap when you're 100%. Playing the guitar. If you're listening to Jimi Hendrix and you're really studying great drummers like Clyde Stubblefield or something, you are probably going to learn some of them, those kind of styles.
Also, on a healthy kind of tip, you should treat music how you treat food.
Like, which is how I do.
Which is put into your body what is good for you.
Mm-hmm. You know? I know. So. And I mean, I just think there's so much good music as well out there that deserves my attention, new and old, too. So, I mean, as soon as I hear, basically, my strategy is when I hear something and I think it's terrible, I do my best to block it out. So this is how I've managed not to know much about people like Ed Sheeran and stuff.
Okay.
But it is hard work. No, because you know what? I actually tested myself once when Adele dropped that new song, when she dropped that song Hello.
Right,
and then it was like, everyone all over the world was like, everything, stop, this is incredible. And I was tested. I was like, I want to see how long I can go before I hear this song.
Yeah.
And then it was like months and months have passed, and then I was getting off of a Virgin Airways flight, and then they start playing some canned music, and I realised that it was that bloody song. And then that's what made me realise how much of this is the machine behind these artists. Even when you're consciously trying not to hear the song,
it will still get you.
You will still end up hearing this.
The lucky thing is, I mean, Adele is somebody that, you know, she is a huge glow. She's probably one of the biggest stars in the world. But where you're quite lucky is if you can go about a month without hearing some of this music, you'll never hear it again, because it doesn't have a shelf life of longer than a month with a lot of these songs.
No, that's not, but the other day I was thinking about, oh my God, the future of Smooth FM. Imagine how appalling it's going to be in like 30, 40 years' time.
Jesus. Well, like, I got booked recently, and I don't want to run into talking about this because I think this is important. I got booked recently to do, and I get booked for a lot of this now, old school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we probably have a very shared, I mean, forgetting what is old school in hip hop, as in by definition of a certain era of the early 80s. What we would consider old school as in old school music is probably similar, late 80s to early to mid 90s. Old school now is mid-noughties. If it was good mid-noughties stuff, but what is considered old school hip-hop is mid-noughties really bad pop music. So I got sent a Spotify playlist for a gig I was booked for recently, okay, of the kind of stuff that they wanted me to play.
Oh, wow. I've never experience in my life.
Soulja Boy.
Whoa.
Bow Wow. Whoa. Was in there. T-Pain. I'm trying to remember, but all that kind of stuff, and that is now, that's what gets played in old school hip hop nights.
That's incredible. I've never had that experience where I've been sent a playlist to play. No, the only time that happened to me was when I was supporting Grandmaster Flash, and he sends out a playlist of songs you're not
allowed
to play.
Everyone I know that's ever played with him has got that.
But other than that, that's already, I would be offended if you're sending me a playlist of what type of thing to play. I'm not available on that day, but I do respect someone. Adele is obviously a talented singer.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, the girl can hold a note.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate people who, you know, obviously they've put a bit of time into learning.
I feel the same about Beyonce. I'm not interested in listening to Beyonce's music, but I fully respect her performance abilities and her. You know what I'm going to get for this, don't you?
What? You're going to be kicked out of the club. No.
Have you ever insulted Beyonce online?
No, but I said something about singing the national anthem online, and all these trolls came out this weekend.
I saw that. It's quite incredible.
Yeah. But no, I realised people must just be searching for anyone who's talking about God Save the Queen on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely. And in the music world, it's there's a few. Beyonce, Kanye, Drake. Mention any of their names, and they've got an army of fans who just search their name, looking to abuse people who don't worship them.
Well, I know you are the authority on these subjects. And I did actually want to pick your mind about that later in the show. But first, I want to get the lowdown for you, because I know you know more about this story than I do. I didn't even see, and that's my other thing. When I hear crap music, I'd make no further investigation.
Yeah.
So there's songs that you know, but you've never known which artist it is.
Yep.
But I didn't know this song either, because I think I heard 3 seconds of it and was like, don't need that in my life. Rams is an artist. He's a hot new artist who's like about to blow. But what this dude did, a performance at the Capitol Summertime Ball, or something, and then he was like in-ear monitors
weren't
working,
was slightly
or something.
Off, or they were like there was a 2 second delay or something. I don't know what the excuse was for that performance. I mean, I'm assuming most people have seen the performance. It was pretty terrible.
I'm not sure, but let's play you some of this performance in case, because I think the song, the original, is sort of like auto-tuney.
Yeah, it's
something
it's
like that. It's so I know. Just brace yourselves, people. But yeah, this is Rams performing live at this Capitol Summer Ball, which is like thousands of people of thing, this is the kind of levels of talent that that, you know, are
this
hyped
is what
out
we're working
here
with
right
now.
So this is Rams's performance. That makes me worried. I mean, that was live at Wembley Stadium. I'm someone where I grew up watching people like James Brown or something. Yeah.
Right.
And so, and you know, the amount of time it takes to become a performer like that. How did dude feel confident to get up on stage at Wembley, man?
I'll tell you why he feels confident. because similar to what we were saying before about nobody wanting to criticize people and just accept, you can't call somebody a sellout, you can't say somebody's not talented, you can't say something's not good anymore. We've now dropped the bar so low that anybody who does music now, oh, you got to respect it. You got to respect it. Let him do his thing. Let him do his thing. And where I have issue with this, and this is kind of chickens coming home to roost. It's like you've put somebody talentless on a platform because everybody's too scared to call it what it is. And then you're going to drag the kid down because he's talentless. It's like you put him there. And I said something. I got told, yeah, but you're tearing the boy down. You're tearing him down. This is a young black kid who is, you know, got a positive, opportunity to make something of his life. I hear that. This was a kid who was at uni and decided to do music. Had people told him, listen, this is really bad, he would have finished his degree and probably gone on to do something that is going to be a lot more beneficial to his life than being known as the one-hit wonder guy that made a terrible record and then, you know, was ridiculed afterwards. Like, stop putting people in these positions and then, you know, being upset when they turn out to be exactly who you knew that they were, which is talentless, you know?
Yeah, because there were people like on both sides. I mean, he made a state after just receiving a barrage of gunning online. He then tweeted, I honestly couldn't hear anything in the earpiece when I had them in. When I took it out, it was even more bad. And then, you know, a lot of people I saw also posting saying, hey man, like, this is a young black man who's been working hard to do his thing. Like, we should all respect and support that man. You keep it up. Don't be discouraged by all these haters online.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that was the one angle. But then I'm thinking, if this is the example that we're putting on a platform to kids as like, yeah, this is really doing it, big kids. And then it seems like a bit of the theme, because then the next thing I saw was like a week later, this artist, Travis Scott, he performed at the 2018 NBA Awards. And I think there's a correlation here that's going on with auto-tune and people not actually having any performance ability whatsoever. 100%. And his performance sound is something like this.
Right, I'm going to blow your mind here, Sarah. That, yeah. Right, to so many people that I know that would come out to, you know, parties at a DJ or whatever, that doesn't sound bad.
I know, that's actually the scary thing.
Like, if you played that to them, be like, well, what's wrong with that? That sounds fine.
That's the scary part, because people don't actually know any better now, because it's in an era of, you know, one-hit wonders overnight, you know, your X Factor era of talent.
Completely. And do you know what? Look, I understand how in this conversation my voice is not
not very balanced.
No, I understand. You know, in the conversation of, you know, young black artists being given opportunities to make something of themselves, the last person I want to be in this discussion is somebody tearing that down.
Okay.
And I understand where my voice sits in this conversation. So, you know. But one thing I will say is that in any discussion about representation, surely the most important thing is the kind of representation as opposed to the amount of representation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether we're talking about gender, whether we're talking about race, whether we're talking about sexuality, whatever it is, wanting representation that matches a demographic is only positive if it's a good representation. If the constant representation that is being given is a negative one,
mm-hmm.
surely that is not conducive to any kind of progression.
Well, that's kind of how my logic feels. I mean, it's interesting that you say that, actually, because Segway Sarah steps into the building to blow your mind. Because following criticism over its lack of women performers, Wireless Festival, they announced that a stage that will exclusively feature female artists. So originally, they had 37 acts announced to perform,
yep.
But only three of them were women, including Cardi B, who was now cancelled. And then people were just kind of like...
Cardi B cancelled?
Because she's preggers.
Oh, yeah, she is, isn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess she'll be heavily preggers by the time it's wireless time. But yeah.
You're a Cardi B fan, out of interest?
I think she's got a she's cute. Like, she's funny. She's got a cute voice. Mm. It's not something that, again, that would be my idea if being locked in a dark room with that at full volume, yeah, like, that would be torturous kind of thing. Yeah. But no, I think she's, like, cute. She's got a cute little voice. She's cute, yeah, but it's not done the way I've ever, like, want to listen to that. You know, I want a challenge for my ears kind of thing. But I can see, you know, she's got good little raps going and stuff. So, but I'm not in a position to really speak as an authority on her music because I've been busy listening to other things just more in-depthly kind of thing.
Fair play.
But no, I mean, I like her personality.
I do as well, to be fair.
I do like her personality. But I wouldn't say it's music that I've heard where I'm like, oh my God, stop the car kind of thing. I
she
need to
just
hear that
said,
again.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But yeah, so I mean, artists now at Wireless, they're going to have a whole bunch of 25 artists appearing on this new stage, hosted by Beats One presenter Julie Adenuga and DJ Emil from Rinse FM. And it's just kind of, as a female in the industry,
right,
which is not something I get to speak about often. I feel I don't think it's necessarily helpful to then like have, yeah, we're being inclusive by giving you a little corner for you all to go and just 100%. Do your girly thing in.
Yeah.
And also, it's not just about, okay, let's just round up 20 women.
Yeah.
Like, we need to be making a good. I want
also, who's booking these women? Who's deciding which women go on this stage? Is it women?
Involved has been DJ Emerald of Rinse FM and also the who is it else that was behind there? But yeah, they are having women involved, and I think there's also just across festivals in general, it's something like 80% of festival headliners were male last year.
Okay.
So, you know, people are saying this is an endemic thing within the industry. We need more female acts represented full stop. So they have made an effort to make sure that it's women involved in curating the stage and stuff. But I do also think we need it. Like, I'm not because people often say to me, oh yeah, in the past I've seen people say like, if you're a UK DJ and you're not playing UK music, like, you need to shut up, there's a liberty. But I don't think it's helpful just to play something because it's UK.
No, 100%. Like, and also this idea that there is one sound. Do you know how much UK music I play? But it's probably not UK drill or UK rap music. But in the last couple of weeks, I've bought Kydie Tatum's album. I've bought the Kamal Williams project. I've bought the Dark House Family project. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so much UK music that I'm buying. But because it doesn't fit into this very small niche of UK urban pop music, I'm a hater and I don't support UK music. And this is the thing. And I think it's the same with a festival like Wireless. It's like, okay, cool. You've now gone and done a female stage. But is it an accurate reflection of black female artists? I don't know if it is. I imagine, and again, I'd have to see the lineup, but I imagine it's probably going to be a very small streamline of a very particular style of grime / hip hop / you know.
Well, I guess
R&B
you could say, as devil's advocate, you could say that is kind of what Wireless Festival is.
Yeah, I guess so. But then, is it? I don't know. Like, Nas headlined it. Tribe headlined it. You know, is Rhapsody going to be on the female stage?
Yeah, maybe their budget didn't stretch that. They weren't prepared to stretch the female budget that far.
You know, but like, I mean, there's you know, I'm actually not going to speak because I don't know what the full lineup is. So maybe there are women of varying different styles of music.
Well,
but
I mean, I know it's going to be Lady Leisure. You got Bad Gal. You got Pagey Cakey, and then among 25 others. But yeah, I've not really seen anyone mention that is like kind of outside that urban umbrella kind of thing. So I think, yeah, same thing. It's not necessarily helpful when we're just trying to make sure we're ticking that box of being inclusive if there's not some kind of quality control going. But I hope that this is, you know, maybe this is a step in the right direction. And definitely women need to see women you know, up there in these on stage, because then that's where you get your inspiration from, you know. And I want to be not just DJing with a bunch of blokes as well, kind of thing. So I'm definitely back in having more females. Wireless, of course, is happening this weekend, and you've got J. Cole there as well, as grime star Stormzy, and DJ Khaled.
So yeah, hip hop mogul DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So, no, there'll be interesting things going on. But we want to hear from you guys on hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Shouts out to Paul Clark, locks into the show. Have you been enjoying this new, what new UK hip-hop have you been enjoying?
Me?
Yeah.
Actually, I did like the Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing album.
Yeah.
I really like Awate's album.
Mm.
I think Awate's album's really good. I don't know if you could... Yeah, no, they are hip-hop. Children of Zeus, I think, are fantastic. I think they're probably the best... They're the best thing to come out of the UK in a long time.
Have you hacked into my computer and you're just, like, watching my iTunes? Or no, I haven't. Because that's what's going on. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. I think you're just biting my style
not
snips.
Not at all, man. But having said that, when I got here and I looked at the music that was on the...
Which I selected today, every week, 4 till 6 p.m. right here on Foodbar Radio. Yep. Still to come, we're going to be talking to Confucius MC in a hot minute. We've got a gig guide. There's so much gigs happening this week, as well as the open mic on the way. Mice is away today, but I'm joined by the lovely...
DJ Snips.
Yeah, you get to say your own name. And speaking of...
I never get to do that.
Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing. Let's hit you with something from that brand new project from then. It's hip-hop.
Mr. Thing, Michael Parkinson.
Here it goes. I'm still at it. Flow's magic. You can look in my hat and fire rabbits. It's a matter of fact, I must have it. So when I look at this mic, I must grab it. I'm a body to beat and toe tag at the show. I must smash it, the host is back rapping. Time to sound the alarm for those napping. So when it's time to perform, I show passion. The dynamic duo is back. A DJ and a rapper with a plan of attack. It's real like a matter of fact. See, we finished what we started cause it's part of the plan. You know. First and foremost, I am a fan. See, I spit it cause I live it cause I did it, my man. I know you all know that I am a dad. On a mission when I'm in it, every lyric is fact. I'm still trying to make a living off rap. I'm spitting bout trying to make a living off rap. With every beat and every bar's attached. Deal or no deal, fam, we gotta put it on wax. Time to attack, I'm long, I know I kinda been slack. But on the real, see, I'm trying to adapt. Things beats got me writing these raps. With a vision on a mission to be bringing it back. Cause I'm still at it, the flow's magic. You can look in my hat and fire rabbits. It's a matter of fact, I must have it. When I look at this mic, I must grab it. I'm a body to beat and toe tag at the show. I must smash it, the host is back rapping. Time to sound the alarm for those napping. So when it's time to perform, I show passion. Still I'm high as a spaceship. I escape, still I'm trapped in this matrix. In a state, still in chains on this slave ship. I'm a star with them bars, I'ma break this. But I'm patient, you can't contain this. I got these raps and Mr. Thing will arrange it. Another track was in the bag cause we made it. We let it bang and bring it back through the ages. Still I'm faded, diving in the liquor. I should really reconsider cause it's fucking up my liver. Tell the truth man, I've never been a fibber. I'm rap's proof that I've never been a quitter. Father figure with these bars what I've written. Still deliver and I'm hard when I'm spitting. Reconsider any part is forbidden. Cause our decision was to do this for a living. Cause we're still at it, the flow's magic. You can look in my hat and fire rabbits. It's a matter of fact, I must have it. When I look at this mic, I must grab it. I'm a body to beat and toe tag at the show. I must smash it, the host is back rapping. Time to sound the alarm for those napping. So when it's time to perform, I show passion.
We will be here forever. Do you understand? Forever. Forever and ever and ever and ever. We will be here forever. Do you understand that? Get what I'm saying? Forever.
Yo, what up? This is Homeboy Sandman. I'm kicking it with Sarah Love, who I love, who spins all the dope records, in the United Kingdom and somehow manages to know about all the dope records before I even know about them, and they all made in my neighborhood. So, Sarah Love, I salute you. You are ill. Thank goodness for the World Wide Web. Peace.
And love. And unity. And all that good stuff. That last cut, Michael Parkinson, Mr. Thing, still at it from the new album, Finish What We Started. It's out now on Village Live Records. Who knows? They might be in the studio soon. Because you know we work hard to bring you all those guests direct to your ear canal. And shouts out to Skinny Blug. People need to start making like Twitter names that I can read. And Diego locked into the show. Agent Abstract, what up? Isonalia. Children of Zeus locked into the show. Get in touch with us, people, because we love you. It's on Twitter at FUBAR Radio. And Mice is away this week, but I'm joined by DJ Snips.
I didn't get to say my name again.
Sorry.
Last time you gave me the little pause, I got
sorry.
To say my name. I never get to do that.
It's myself, Sarah Love.
And?
Yourself.
No, you're supposed to say and then I
do
DJ Snips.
Sorry.
Try again.
Oh,
come
sorry.
On.
Me and Mice are better rehearsed at this. It's myself, Sarah Love, and?
DJ Snips.
Woo! And so tell me, Snips, because
yes.
I know. Well, you were on the show a little while ago because you were talking to us about your new EP.
Yes.
Barbershop.
Yep.
How's it been going?
It's been going really well. Yeah, a lot of good feedback, both here and in the States. So much so, in fact, that I have two projects coming out on my own record label in September, Barbershop Records.
Ooh.
Which I just sorted out distribution for. And yeah, some good stuff. Some quite varied sounds on there. I've got a record with Awate, which is like a hip-hop record.
Mm.
I've got an R&B record on there with Emma V, who I'm not sure if you're familiar with. If you're not, you should definitely check her out.
I think would love to.
She is... I think we've got quite a similar taste. So, yeah, I think she makes the kind of R&B that I think you would feel.
Okay.
And then I did another kind of like up-tempo house record with a poet called William Stowe. But, yeah, you'll get an advanced copy.
I better.
Before
otherwise
it drops,
you ain't welcome back here. Snips has already accepted that, yeah, he's definitely got beat today in the
100, yeah,
footwear.
So let's talk about the footwear. Let's talk about the footwear because I need to know where you got them from.
I got their well, that would be telling.
Are they Nike IDs?
No.
I've not seen them.
No, I know.
And I keep like I listen. I pay attention. But I have a problem with shoes.
So do I. But I have the best shoe size because sometimes you can fit into kids' shoes, you fit women's, you can
yes,
fit into men's
so
shoes.
Fair.
Then that's all the different styles that are available to you.
And it also
see?
Means that when things sell out quickly, they don't sell out in those sizes. I'm a UK 10. Everything goes immediately. My size is the first size to go.
But
everything.
I am loving the T-shirt.
Thank you. I thought,
and it's
like,
nice summery colours.
This was to impress you. You know that?
I'm impressed.
I brought this out to impress you.
I'm impressed, in fact.
I don't even know if Sarah's a Dipset fan, but you know, this tea is classic, so.
I'm loving
and
it.
And then you shut me down with the shoes and the frames, so.
It wasn't intentional. It's just that I did want to wear a hip-hop t-shirt for you, but it was just too hot for a hip-hop t-shirt today.
Fair play. I mean, yeah. I couldn't have gone any skimpier than this. It just would have been offensive, so, you know.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one, actually, yeah. So don't go any less clothing than that when you come back to the show in
I
the
promise,
future.
I promise.
But, you know, lots of us, the only reason that we are actually on the social medias is because we enjoy watching all like the drama you cause on Twitter. So tell me, Snips, what are some of your favourite disputes that you've had on Twitter recently?
Let me think.
Just in all time.
I've got a few. Can I mention people's names? I mean,
it's on you, man.
Yeah? Okay, cool.
This is a disclaimer. This ain't nothing to
do
with me.
I would say the funniest things I've ever been told on Twitter in an argument is. I had one blogger, I forget his name actually, who went on a tirade about me being racist because I don't like Young Thug.
Oh.
Purely based on that, not based on me having said anything problematic towards, you know. It was just literally like, if you don't like Young Thug, you're a racist.
To even connect how the logic there.
But this was like a... This was a prolonged thing. This guy constantly yatted me for a while about this. I had another a blogger who offered me out. This is a female blogger, short little blonde girl from the country, who offered me out and then said that her girlfriend got involved and said she wanted to fight my wife. And yeah, insane.
No, but Snips, you know what, though? Honestly, and that's why I start the show with the big up every week, because life, and that's something that Buddha says as well, life is so tough. Mm. Why be anything other than kind to people?
Yeah, I agree.
Because I just really feel like, obviously, there's lots of people out there who need hugs and love.
There really are.
They really are, because that's the only rational way that I can comprehend how people end up just like trolling and kicking off and
because
stuff like
I think
nutters.
What it is they kick off because look, I don't say stuff on Twitter to start arguments or to like I just give my opinion on things and I think people are so so insecure with how they feel about things at the moment, because I think there's so much out there, especially for younger people. There's so much out there to absorb. No one really knows how they feel about stuff.
And pressure, the speed, the pace.
Exactly. It's like, am I supposed to like this? Am I supposed to like this? No one really has an opinion on anything, whether it's fashion or it's music or anything. So when you say something that doesn't fit the narrative of what they've been told that they're supposed to be into, they feel personally attacked by it, because it's essentially something that they've latched onto to give themselves some kind of identity. So if I say, just for example, if I say, you know, I'm not feeling the Drake album, for example. Yeah.
He's like, go to war!
For some people, their whole sense... I know people that love Drake, and they don't care whether or not I like that album. You know, it's a difference of opinion.
But that's what I mean. If you've not been getting out much, and then that is the portal that you interact with the world, and then you take it feels very personal.
They feel like you are literally attacking their sense of identity if you criticize music that they like or a style of fashion that they may be into, because I don't think that it's something that they're necessarily passionate about in its entity. They're passionate about the what it means to be associated with it. So I think that's what gets me into so many arguments. And let me be honest.
Yeah.
What gets me into the arguments, and because I'm sure you get trolled by people all the time, I'm sure people say, I imagine you probably just don't respond. I respond. And that's what gets me into these discussions, is I actually give people the time of day where I shouldn't, to be fair.
Yeah.
My time is more precious than responding to someone with four followers.
Because you're a passionate person, the temptation is there. It's hard to bite your lip, isn't it?
It is.
And this is why I suggest to you meditation.
Yeah, I've tried. No. I've tried. Yeah. I struggle with meditation. I really do.
Yeah.
Either I fall asleep or I can't do it.
But the trick is you need to be sat up with your back supported but not your head supported. And then that's how you don't fall asleep. Yeah. But you can do it at any time. It's just thinking about your breathing. We should do a meditation session with Snips live on the show.
Please, I'm on it.
I should have factored that in today.
Why didn't you?
I know, I should have thought this. No, because it must be so hardcore, though, to take that torrent of hear that torrent of abuse from people. I haven't actually had many trolls in my life. Literally, this weekend, I think that was my first exposure. Yeah. And someone asked me,
but are you English?
I saw that.
I was like, wow. And I was like, no, I'm not. And they're like, oh, okay.
But, good that you're not English. You shouldn't even be here.
But I wonder if I was white, would I have been asked, am I English?
No, of course you wouldn't have been.
And so, but, you know, you don't want to read too deeply. And I understand for that person, if their life was full of joy, they wouldn't feel the need to be contacting me, like, you know, saying some of the things
100%,
they'd say.
100%.
And so I understand, you know, what the world needs now. It's love, Sarah, love.
You are right. Because I have actually, there are people that I've had like quite heated feuds with online that I've later got to know, who have really struggled with depression and of course. You know, like I've got to a point now where I just block people. Aww. Not because I don't want to help or I don't want to, but I just can't take it on.
It's a lot of energy to absorb.
Yeah,
there's a couple people like and other people in the scene here that I have seen you get into heated conversations with, and I have been tempted to step in and say, okay boys, calm down, you don't want Auntie Sarah to put you on the naughty step.
Yeah, I blocked him.
I had enough. Well, I have a surprise for you, because he's here today. Don't ever put that past me, because I might do that to you one day.
Just to clear that up, there's no personal issue there. I just sometimes I get to the point where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Just like,
And that's probably the wise thing to do.
Yeah.
But it is a fascinating world, which, you know, it's a good currency as well, yeah, for a lot of people too. But no, yeah, it's because I don't want you to be hurt by this weirdos out there who are just like looking for people to act.
No, look, do you know what? You should gang up on me with my wife, because this is what I get from her all the time.
Oh, okay.
She's constantly
tell
just like...
Tell her I got her back.
She's just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you... I mean, with her, it's a bit more of a like... You should be spending time with me.
I was going to say, she's saying to you, look
your
how
phone.
Fine I am.
Exactly.
It's like, why are you chatting to me?
Are we going to do this again, Sarah? Are we going to do this again?
No, but what I meant to explain to you and Mice is the reason why people are complimenting your beautiful wives, mm-hmm, is because they're like, wow, like, how did an ugly ass dude like you manage to snare? No, but then they're like, wow, there must be something deeper going on there.
Do you know what's funny? That's true. I get way more attention now I'm married, and I genuinely believe it's
that.
It's like,
oh,
what has he got to have pulled her? Something's, yeah.
It's the aura, and then next stage is then the women who just chirps, who love men who are pushing a buggy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
let's see if that's waiting in the future for you. But keep it locked
to
the
hip
hop show. Still going to give you the gig, guys. Still got the open mic on the way, and our first guest is going to be stepping into the studio. But seeing as we had Snips on a few months ago, and he was telling us about his brand new project, I thought let's pay the people some music from Snips. Bit of love, Jockey.
Let's do it,
and hold tight, party people.
We'll be right back.
Fubar Radio presents
Man Like Hacks. Yes, guys, it's me, your boy, Man Like Hacks, and I'm delighted to say that I'll be doing a World Cup show on Fubar Radio from 5 to 6 on Fridays. So if you guys are listening in, this is going to be the most amazing journey. So don't forget, stay with me for the Russian World Cup 2018, where I'm going to be reporting as a gaffer on all the games and all the results. And don't forget, I will be there talking about all the wacky shoes, and as Vardy got his girlfriend there and Carl Walker. It's going to be amazing. So please, Friday, 5 to 6, my World Cup show, Man Like Hacks, Fubar Radio. It's going to be amazing.
Man Like Hacks.
Fubar Radio.
Two for 10. Yo, the big world keep turning like Ikes and animes. The church kitchen hustling dinners every Saturday. Pull over, let me grab a plate. I tend to gravitate towards our fish dinners from a styrofoam platter taste. My granddaddy sported plaid Donnie Hathaway's, hustling for everything we had till he passed away. When I would ask him about what path to take, he used to laugh and say, no man is an island, but I'm a castaway. Casualties, I seen them like the French Foreign Legion. On the streets, they used to carry out bizarre procedures in jean jackets and Jabbar Adidas. Back when local R&B was just as soulful as orthopedics. Me and my man twisting up some reefer and wishing we knew all the town. Hitman and the likes of Sam Christian on the edge of existence. Man, listen, understand, respect and fear was the all-American ambition. For badass kids in the laundromat folding a load. When lo and behold, a whole nother fork in the road. My wish for them is that the truth is eventually told. Out on the corner where whatever you can sell is sold. I heard murder ran this vast deserted land since back when Burning Man was blacks in Birmingham, before the presidential election diversion scam. Matter of fact, before they clap Franz Ferdinand, you gossip on Jay and Beyonce or Kim and Kanye. But keep rising to the top, what my mind say. Picture my daughter drinking water with a sign, safe for color girls. I ain't talking into Zaki Shange, who said in Senegal, I was a king and general, rich in every resource, precious metal and mineral. Before the devil entered the land of the plentiful, with that Jamaican funk, gotta get it in the hoop for generations. Under God, indivisible, psych war patients, vampires in an interview, become institutionalized. What a nigga do, but what we had to do to survive, none of them could do. Who the technical culprit? I don't mess with no vultures. I'm electrical voltage, not the regular dosage. Too obsessive compulsive, I'm a fucking explosive. Mixed message in a bottle I left with the postman. I'm not arachnophobia, black petroleum, ceremoniously holy when at the podium. Even though it's hotter than weapons grade plutonium, the people try. Check for the return of the Ichiban. Obi-Wan, universe, you owe me one solid. My homie Gonzalez, only no gun violence on the corner where they probably on a 21. Savage, catch two in your cabbage. Young Caesar Chavez, Division 1. Yo, wait a minute, where we get our rhythm from? Continuum, still swinging like a pendulum. Here the women come singing like Sarah Vaughan. Heard ninth up in a house from North Carolina. Ain't no mannequin challenge, but you're paralyzed. It's getting cold outside, a word from the wise. Y'all niggas better bundle up, but I better be a hotter summer. Not for nothing, yo, the cops get down, especially when it come to us. Nigga better be a Rockefeller, get that out your pocket, fella. Same acapella, ain't a damn thing really changed as far as I could tell it. Another soul with no name, the helicopter's hunted. Look like a couple of days before the doctor coming. But that's my little cousin watching for me. I think the world trying to sock it to me. It kinda feel like everything is out of pocket for me. Who keep it 100 when everything's partial? Dignity and sanity is what the game costs you. Wake up to the paddles on your chest, we had lost you. I'm just painting a picture like Harry James Marshall. I'm just taking a picture like Harry May. We ain't so smile and say, geez, we in 2018 in a pyramid. Scheme nightmares and day dreams from the runaway slave to a modern day king.
Big up to the whole London massive. This is yours truly, Mr. Guru, taking you back to the future, repping that 7 grand jazzmatazz and all that. We in the house with DJ Sarah Love. That's right, baby. Don't touch the dial.
You know it. Don't touch the dial. It's official. That last cut, Black Thought. 2 of 15, and that's from his first ever solo EP, Streams of Thought, Volume 1. So we're hoping there's going to be a really exciting Volume 2, entirely produced by Ninth Wonder, that is, and it's out right now. I'm loving it. Have you heard that as well?
Yes, Ninth, if you're listening, please give us a vinyl release of this.
I know, we need that. It doesn't feel like just MP3s alone do it justice.
No, not at all. You know, need it in the collection.
But our guest who has just joined us in the studio, he knows what time it is because he's done the vinyl release.
Indeed, indeed.
Welcome to the show, Confucius MC. Yes, yes.
Thank you very much for having me.
It is lovely to have you here. And I realise you were here about exactly the same time last year.
Yes, and it was exactly this hot.
It was scorchio.
I was about exactly at this point of melting, so we'll see. Yes. You know what I mean? I might go the whole way. I might disintegrate this time.
But what has been happening? Because you've got the project, which I'm loving. This looks lovely.
Thank you very much. You know what? I'm very proud of this, actually. This has kind of done a lot for me in the last 12 months. This is the Art Form EP produced by Mr. Brown, dropped about a year ago now, actually. And it's kind of kick-started everything I've kind of achieved in the last 12 months. Couple of UK tours with Jest, some big support slots, kind of highlight of that, supporting Kate Tempest at Brixton O2 Academy.
Massive.
That was crazy, sold out show. Lots of features, just spreading the word, spreading my music, really, and just enjoying having the opportunity.
Is this your debut, like, solo?
You know what? It's my debut vinyl release. It's actually my debut physical release. I've been making music and rhyming for a very, very long time. Took a little kind of hiatus. Linked up with Jest and YNR Productions about 5 or 6 years ago. They put a release out for me, which kind of kickstarted things again. And then putting this, the Art Form vinyl, putting this together is kind of, it feels like I'm a new artist again, even though I've actually been doing this for a fair amount of time.
There's something about putting out a vinyl project that feels like solidified.
Yes.
You know?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I think 100%, especially coming from the kind of era that I come from, where it was kind of like a benchmark and, I don't know, something you kind of had to do at one point, and then it kind of wasn't as important for a little period of time, and now it's back to being like, well, what's your physical, what does your physical product say about you?
So when you say coming from an era, describe for people like who don't know what you're talking about, what era is that?
How does that work? You know what, I think that's kind of, for me personally, it's getting into hip hop or becoming a fan of hip hop in the late 90s, getting caught up in that kind of wave, which was there was a lot of conflicting and confusing messages in hip hop at that time. But I think as a lyricist, as a rapper, the skill level was very high. It was very much about skills, and whether that was at the top of the commercial sector of the industry or the underground, the emphasis was on skills, and the emphasis was on the art form and the way you presented your art, you know. And you know, I kind of got my first break and introduction to the scene through Deal Real Records in Carnaby Street, which was obviously just wall-to-wall vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, so it was kind of like...
But not the original Deal Real.
Not quite the original
Deal Real. This is where me and Sarah get to beef, actually.
Is this where it gets deep? You got some backup here still, because I'm second generation Deal Real.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, if you're outnumbered, I'm the original, so that's fine.
I used to shop in the original Deal Real.
Okay.
I definitely used to shop there.
I missed the original. I missed it.
Yeah, you missed out.
Well, you know,
that was a special time. No, but Carnaby Street was a wonderful thing too, you know, and that was a platform for so many people, which now you're putting out music, you know, so that played a really important part in that, in, you know, the process.
Yeah, massively. And in lots of people's process, you know, you look at kind of, I wasn't necessarily a massive UK hip hop fan when I arrived into UK hip hop.
I don't think a lot of people were, you know. I think people kind of segue in through being a fan of US rap, and then the UK stuff kind of comes afterwards when they get into it and they realise what's about.
Yeah, you learn to appreciate it, don't you, through kind of the US releases, and then kind of you seek out something a bit more relevant to you.
Yeah.
So finding Dil Real was like, it was crazy. So, you know, a lot of the rappers that I was turning up to spit on the open mic with are the Low Keys and Doc Browns and the Kate Tempest, people who've since gone on to carve out a niche that isn't necessarily embedded in UK hip hop, or so a lot of, you know, everyone's kind of flitted off, but it's good breeding ground for something there.
Definitely. And a lot of people, man. A lot of people.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Dil Real's a record shop, but then, used to have other events that would take place in the record store. But I really like just the whole concept behind you calling it an album or an EP?
You know what? It when I put it out, it was, we put it out as an EP. 7 tracks.
Okay, so that's official. According to Grammy, that's an album.
Mysteriously, all these 7-track projects have now come out. So for me, it was an EP. But I think what I was saying at the time, everyone was like, "Oh, you know, you get to that point sometimes. You make a project, and somebody says to you, if you sing a couple more tracks on this, this will be your art." It's like, no, this is what it is. I made these songs, and it kind of felt right that this was the body of work. And I think people's attention span has changed, man.
I agree.
And you have to accept it. As much as I don't necessarily feel my attention span is, you have to accept that.
That's the audience you're working with. Yeah.
100%.
But in a sense, is it like the cart, putting the cart before the horse?
Elaborate on that somewhat.
Well, I mean, the artist should be king or queen, innit? And then we should, like, and being an artist, I mean, like, when you think of the greatest who have ever done it, like your Miles Davis, your Charlie Parker's, your Marvin Gaye's, your James Brown's or whatever, like, these are people who have gone, like, deep into a wormhole to tap into, like, their soul, to find that expression, and then put it down. And then when you look at, like, say, the progressive rock whole era and everything that bloomed out of that, that was a time when there was just so much money just flying around in the music business, which allowed people to just piss about in the studio and record for 15 minutes straight and then just put that down onto wax. And then these are some of the things that, you know, when you think of a Sgt. Pepper's record or your Pink Floyd, these are the ones that have gone down because, you know, it's just so fascinating to see what talented people do when they tap into their heart and express themselves.
You know what? I totally agree with you, but I think there was a shift. So I agree. That period of time where albums like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club were getting made, it's because there was this investment in creativity. So there were these artists were being given an infinite studio time to create some kind of masterpiece. And when that changed and it, you know, it became the single culture was born, I think that changed what an album is. So for me, even when I think of some of my favourite album, particularly from hip-hop, that kind of late 90s, early 2000s era, a lot of the great albums, or a lot of albums could have been great albums, but like they had 5 or 6 singles on them.
Okay.
I mean, I would even kind of include, so even some of like the Rough Riders era of like hip hop, even certain DMX projects where you had songs and very like just emotional, it was almost emo kind of.
Do you know what I'm saying?
In terms of what he was tapping into as an artist and just being this very open, you know, this is me as a man and as an artist, but then having to make this song that had a radio hook.
Yeah.
And which was a part of,
I've had this conversation a few times with people about that split, and that split I believe happened in 97.
Okay.
I think when you go back and you look at it, and it's not just hip hop with R&B as well, there seemed to be this split, and I'm not going to turn into a conspiracy theorist here or anything, but you know, a lot of things happened at that time, from the Bad Boy era to the selling of BET, and suddenly, you know, suddenly the flip of something that was counterculture then becoming pop culture happened. And obviously hip hop had its time where there was little spouts of it being pop culture in the early 90s, the whole kind of hip house and whatever, but that 97 split, I think, changed the game forever. And if you look at, because we're now in a position, I wanted to ask you about this actually as well, because we're now in a position where you've got two hip-hops. We've got two completely different hip-hops that exist, and you can actually trace them back to that split.
So explain to people, what those, how are those two hip-hops? What are they? Where are they?
So, for example, we could talk about, in the US, you've got the West Side Guns, the L's Eyes, the Royce, basically the stuff that we've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the, I don't know, the Drakes, the Futures, the, and they're almost so different they don't even know each other exist. You've possibly got one or two artists like a Kendrick who kind of sits in between the both, but essentially they're completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted to ask you, in the UK now, I feel like you're a part of a scene that is healthy, and it's become healthier again, but yet it's so far removed from what, you know, the Krypton Conans or the you know, Giggses or the whoever else, like, you know, like the kind of UK rap world. And there's nothing to take away from either scene, but they're almost like they're two completely different scenes that don't even, aren't even aware of what each other, what each scene is doing.
That's deep.
You know?
Yeah. No, you know what? I totally agree with you, and I think both of us can probably remember
a time
about 7 or 8 years ago where money people were starting to get interested in UK hip-hop acts, and there was this kind of shift, or not even UK hip-hop acts, but people that rapped and this presentation of the music, and you kind of got acts like N-Dubs.
Yeah,
for me,
yeah.
Born out of just this, how do we get this and sell it?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So basically, I feel like at that point, kind of a new industry zone got created, and a slowly, it's expanded and expanded and expanded to the point where it's, we're at the, you know, there are household names who are.
Yeah.
And it's the corporatization of, like, urban, which I hate that genre. I think, well, actually, I think the worst genre in the world is middle of the road, and then you've got world music and urban, you know. And but, you, like, it's, I think, as you've just got the corporate interests where they're, like, obviously the only thing they're interested in is numbers, and they want to see how they can turn this into a profit for them. But I think it's interesting because the power of PR and marketing, because that's ultimately what makes an act like N-Dubs or even a Stormzy successful, is people, you need to have visibility.
Yeah.
And nowadays that means having visibility online by whether that's having the budget behind you or creating stunts or something. But I'll never forget when it was the London Olympics in 2012, was that, I think? Yeah. And then the Paralympics, the theme tune for the Paralympics, they used this new Public Enemy track.
Yeah,
right.
And then the public, because everyone was hearing it every day on every ad break of the Paralympics, the song was being played.
Oh, I remember that.
So
the Public Enemy,
that.
Public Enemy was number one in the UK pop charts, not in the urban chart or whatever the hell chart it is now, but in the pop singles charts, Public Enemy were number one. I was just so like, oh my God, I need to screenshot this, because it proves how if something is just promoted enough and people are brainwashed with it enough, ultimately they'll be walking around singing it and be like, oh, I want to own that. And so it was just an interesting example of ultimately a lot of people, whether you're from a traditional hip hop background, you see, you talk of Public Enemy as being, you know, yesteryear, like that's not relevant now, like why should we pay attention to that? But then they were able to get to number one of the pop charts.
But this is what I mean about it being two completely different worlds, is because even what you're saying is 100% true, but even there is another scene in the UK, like all the drill rap and all of that stuff, that's not necessarily pop music, but so far removed. And look, if you look at what's going on in the US right now, when Tribe did their album last year, they did more than Young Thug and I can't remember who the other artist was. There was another artist that dropped around the same time. They basically outsold two of the most popular, you know, trap rap or whatever. Doubled it. Tribe did. But yet, if you were to go onto, I don't know, like popular Twitter right now, Tribe didn't exist. No presence whatsoever, you know? It's just like, and I don't know what it is, because it's not just older people. It's not just older people. It's younger kids that are consuming this as well, but they're just, I don't know. It's very different. It's weird.
Ask,
I don't understand
it. You've got to ask the question in this day and age: do the sales and the numbers, is that reflected in what we see?
Well, ultimately, this is why I think the internet is a concerning place, because ultimately the internet is a platform for advertising.
Yes.
And more and more so, that grip is going to become tighter in terms of it being a balanced and open, balanced playing field. And so I think to end up having the visibility on online, you've got to be having a machine behind you that is marketing and promoting it. And then that's what ends up happening. Why, you know, I don't think there's any, there's a lot of people putting energy into making sure certain things are trending, making sure someone creates a controversy, and then that's what everybody's talking about. Otherwise, no one would watch Love Island. No one would be talking about Donald Trump if he was making all these stunts and stuff. So I think with the music industry, online visibility, we're back in the same position where it comes down to who has access to the budget. And ultimately, no one's giving access to major budgets in like the certain spheres of hip-hop. Right. But I really like the sound of your project, The Art Form.
Thank you.
And it feels as though you've really like dipped into a world that's quite... it's got a unique signature of you on it. It doesn't sound like, I'm going to come out here and do a hip-hop record.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Thank you, because actually this is, I think, in my life, the first time I made something, saw it through start to finish, you know, and felt like it was a true representation of me as an artist, and not trying to... Do you know what I mean? Because you do that, and you're entitled to do that as an artist. That's your... That's how you become an artist. You try to emulate everything that you love about art until you kind of you crack something that is uniquely you. So
definitely.
And I think that's what it represents for me. Yeah.
But the process of making it, were you and Mr. Brown like sat together making all these tunes, or is it like a?
You know what? Originally, somebody just put us in touch. Like, I think you'd work well together. Went, sat down with him. Ended up kind of just being into a lot of the same stuff, whether that was kung fu films,
I thought
anime.
You were going to say country for a second.
No, that came later. That came a lot later.
I didn't find that out until. Are you Jamaican? Are you Jamaican?
I'm not Jamaican.
Okay,
no.
That explains it. You know, Jamaicans love country.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's kind of joke.
Country
well,
and Celine Dion.
That's how you get those sick remixes as well. Still, to see, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you're like, what? Okay.
I used to play at this place in Northwest London, and it was like the most proper like dance hall, and at the end of the night, Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Close the party with like, Celine
you know
Dion.
What? Same
every time.
Barber shout, fire. Sometimes
he's like, goes
that
to every
Celine
concert.
Dion will just come in the mix, and you're like, okay.
He's completely straight faced.
No, he's not. He's into it. No, he's doing
Yeah, that's
no
what
shame.
I'm saying. He's committed. No shame, no jokes about it or nothing. But you have a new video that's from a track taken off of the Art Form EP, even though it's seven tracks, which I think technically makes it an album according to Grammys.
Well,
but,
Grammys
but anyway, that's not important. The quality of it is important. I think it's top quality, but you have the title track, The Art Form, part two, featuring Jess.
Yeah, shout out.
And it's
out
a pretty
Jess.
Fancy video to go with it.
It's nice, yeah. You know what? I just wanted to, because it's called The Art Form, it's celebrating, or I had to just come with a visual that just felt just a little bit more high art. The other visuals I put out were kind of different approaches to, you know, this is a piece of art to accompany a song, but this was, you know,
it's like some grown people's business.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and just getting in. Yeah, also just being in a gallery. Shout out Ben Oakley Galleries in Greenwich, and just just positioning what I'm doing in a space where art is appreciated and respected. Yeah. I think that's what this project's about for me. It's like a stamp.
And you mentioning that, actually, I always think I see that you have artists and acts, you know, and there's some great performers in the world, but I wouldn't necessarily say that I would go label them an artist sort of thing. So, no, that's also what I liked about this EP, The Art Form, is that, you know, you're kind of bringing a lot of these ideas forward sort of things. But is Jess the only featured MC on there?
Yeah.
See, that's good too, rather than being like a compilation album.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I've got a lot of love for a lot of rappers in the scene. I work with a lot of people. I've featured on a lot of projects this year. Verb T's last album, Manic nice. MC, who you had up here not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's I'm not necessarily on that. If it works for what I'm doing, it works. If not, then...
Very cool. But I want to play the people this new single then. So this is The Art Form. Confucius MC is in the studio with us right now. And Mr. Brown featuring Jess on this cut. Are you hanging around for the open mic?
I am indeed.
Cool. So don't move a muscle, people, because that's all coming up very soon. But first, let's check this out. Art Form Part 2.
I came up listening... My mother played a lot of jazz music. A lot of it didn't have no words. But you could see what was going on there. It was right where it wanted to. So my thing was, if they could do that with an instrumental, I should be able to take somebody somewhere with words, man.
Yeah. It's the Archduke of the Large U, Archimandus. I pass through, pass the parcel, pass the car sleuth, pass the glass truth. That's a hard bar to chew for a hard tooth. Stuck in this cartoon, control the mad lap. The sun made the plants flower, no doubt. So we ran rounds till my last hour. Careful as you pass the glass hour. Time shatters, the masterpiece, the beauty of the man matters. It's hard to see. Eyes so blinded by a lie so lavish that they're hard to believe. Too many hearts in need in the garden of Eve. Some take a brief stroll in the garden and leave. Truly the age of the lonely, where they're smiling in the fold, but the face is a phony. You know the scene, just trying to get a light, you know the dream. As we flow merrily along the stream, roll the boat, wisdom in the overcoat. Cause now the old Maha is the overdose. The artiste, the arms reach from the Holy Ghost. Awake, man, for these jewels till I'm comatose. Art form, how my words place to the beat. The platform, take it from stage to street. MCs in every place I've been. Every corner of the globe, every road, every place I've seen. The art form, how my words place to the beat. The platform, take it from stage to street. MCs in every place I've been. But ain't none of them fucking with the Sage MC.
Yo. Emotional content, ride on the new wave or sail on an ocean of concepts. Beaming aboard flying saucers, my art form is the multicolored carriages of iron horses. Cried on thought clouds of speech bubbles. My words burst out the frame with these brass knuckles. Large bungs of cash for the masterpiece, so I keep it under my hat when it asks the fee. I really can't speak mustache. Andy Warhol wig, Salvador Dali mustache. I got Sally in the Mustang, safe on the wall, hidden behind where the Edvard Munch hang. And it's the first of the month, man. The way I'm shining, you can stand in my shadow and catch a suntan. I should be in Hollywood, fam, where Ice Cube is. The art form, talking square, yeah. The art form, how my words place to the beat. The platform, take it from stage to street. MCs in every place I've been. Every corner of the globe, every road, every place I've seen. The art form, how my words place to the beat. The platform, take it from stage to street. MCs in every place I've been. But ain't none fucking with the high planes MC.
Now it didn't start out as a popular cultural movement. It didn't have pop culture ambitions. Folk art, folk music, tribal experience.
This is a basic tag, but it's not a basic tag, it's the, that's the best tag you'll ever see. After a tag, you'll get to go under that throne. It's all just one movement. It's to be done quickly, and it's a baby art. Come on, baby. This is like my trademark. The
80s,
it was on every train going.
There you have it. St. Confucius MC, The Art Form Part 2, featuring Jess from the EP The Art Form. What are all the links and ways to get it and get you and all that stuff people need to know?
You can get it on the We Stay True Bandcamp. You can find me on socials at Confucius MC, ConfuciusMC.
And what, it's available on a limited vinyl?
It is. Yeah, there's still a few around. It's very limited now, though.
I got excited because I thought, okay, yeah, that must be vinyl for me. But the body language I'm getting is that it's not actually for me.
This is actually a gift.
Is it?
I do appreciate the way you try to get it clarified.
Yes,
this is a gift. Yes.
for that, you get a round of applause. I'm
going to say, I noticed that you only have one copy, though.
You know what? I anticipated this moment, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's all
but
good,
you
man.
Thought it was going to be Mice here, and Mice doesn't have
that
a record
it.
Player.
And he's not known Listen, as a DJ, of course.
I buy music. Okay. I buy music. I support artists, you know. I'll make sure I go out.
I'm going to clap back on Twitter later. You watch out. You watch out, Snips. I'm not going to let that run.
You hurt me with the shoes, Sarah.
I'm
holding feelings still.
That felt like a retaliation shot. Definitely. Yeah.
Oh, don't throw petrol on the fire. Come on.
But thank you so much for coming through and telling us about it and getting to play some music. You know we're going to be supporting that right here. I'm feeling it very much. And Confucius MC says is hanging about for the open mic, which is coming up very soon. But it's also that time where we have to shout out all the good gigs that are happening in town. This is the part six where normally it's like me and Nice go a bit back and forth sort of thing. But let's see if our skills are up to the challenge. Shouts out to Neil, locked into the show, Abby, Nigel, Barrett, Mr. B Real, Emily, Vogue, all of you, get in touch. There's still time at Foo Bar Radio. Coming up this week, tonight, that's Monday the 2nd, Camp Low is at the Archbase.
Also tonight, Roy Ayres plays the first of three nights at the Jazz Cafe.
Oh, see, that's someone I've not seen live yet.
No,
I need to get down
same,
to that.
Same.
And Tuesday the 3rd, Layla Hathaway is live at Coco. I think there's some dope support there as well.
And Wednesday the 4th, Slam Jam at Zelman Drinks with DJ Nasa, Menace, Mendoza, Mac J and more. And it's free.
$3.99!
Always what you want.
It's your favourite price. And oh my God! Sorry. Thursday the 5th. My goodness, I'm so excited.
How did I not know about this?
You don't understand. Like, these are two people on my bucket list. Two acts on my bucket list. So I'm like,
did you not go to the last one?
You know what? I was so gutted. That was like the most ill that I've been in like 5 years on the day. I was meant to go to the Slick Rick show, and then I was literally like, I actually am going to die. And so
sucks.
I didn't make it. And then I was just Vex. But yeah, Thursday the 5th, not only is Slick Rick performing, but Run DMC!
Wow.
They are live at Hammersmith Apollo. And if you missed our interview with Rev Run and Run DMC a few weeks ago, you definitely need to listen back to that. I put him on the spot, man. But yeah, definitely get down to that show. Odyssey and Good Company are at Coco as well on the 5th.
Was that not my...
I'm sorry. You see, we just think on our toes here.
I mean, okay.
We just think on... Sorry.
That's fine. I'll take Friday the 6th. Wireless Festival 2018 begins at Finsbury Park. There's way too many people to go through who are headlining that, but... Google it.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Moonchild, Alpha Mist, and Eric Lauer at Coco. Mm. You've also got one half of Run DMC. DMC himself, he's going to be at Chip Shop in Brixton alongside Ty and G-Bang and Teddy Ted. I've got to also say, officially, DMC or Run DMC, he probably has the greatest voice, the illest voice that has ever come out of hip-hop.
Yeah.
And it's someone who never really gets any love or shout out. But I would literally put him up there alongside a Chuck D. And, you know, Chuck D probably got a lot of that inspiration of his tone from DMC. So, man, I cannot wait to see that show.
Definitely.
And there's more gigs as well. 7th of Saturday.
Incognito. And you know what? In all my years, I've never known how to pronounce Simande.
Yes,
and Omar and Carlene Anderson at the Roundhouse. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and if you've never seen Fred Wesley before, check him out. He's at Under the Bridge. I mean, Fred Wesley, a legendary trombonist from played with the JBs. He's there with the new JBs. And on Sunday the 8th,
Black Star and the Far Side at Hammersmith Apollo. I am going to be there for that one.
Yeah, and they're battling alongside George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic, who are at the Roundhouse on Sunday as well. So there ain't no shortage of gigs to go to this week. There's
also,
you can get out there
Friday night, feel free to go to Living Proof. We've got an R&B special at...
Oh, did you? I didn't see that because I shouted you guys out last week.
You did. I know. We've got an R&B special at Oval Space on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing but 90s and early noughties R&B.
So cool. Definitely.
Come down and check that out.
If you have a jam that you would like us to shout out, email me at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. It can be anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world. We want to show you love because it's not just about buying records. It's not just about listening to the radio. Get out there, get involved, be part of the community. And all the gig details are available on our website as well. Foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop.
Can I say as well,
yeah,
R&B fans, yeah, right? The Incognito, Simande, Omar and Carleen Anderson show at the Roundhouse. There's this big discussion recently about British R&B and, you know, are we in the conversation of having a global, you know, being in a global conversation? Go and see these artists. These are artists that date back to the 70s, 80s and 90s and artists that had worldwide appeal within the British music, the soul music world. So go and check that show out. That would be amazing. I actually didn't know that was happening and I want to go and see that. So.
But I think when you say the word R&B to a lot of people, they wouldn't connect it with like a live music type act, would they?
No, because they don't know what R&B is. They have mistaken it for really cheesy pop music. But yeah, that's R&B music. If we're talking rhythm and blues, every artist on that list fits that.
Definitely talented artists. So yeah, lots of cool things going on. And coming up next, we're going to get into the open mic very soon, but I just want to play this track one more time. It's the Father Time 2018 remix.
Yep. Chocolate cheese in the house. About to turn it on out.
Images, paper, character is the flesh. Over time, they both rot. Choose which is the best. Socrates, philosophy, I choose the latter. Of the two, drop a jewel and watch a nigga scatter. While the time ticks on to the early morning breaks of dawn. I'm an emperor whose empire crushes the pawn. Giving new birth to a novel scene. Building my dreams. Blow out your smoke screen. I seen winners come and losers go. Or is it the other way around? These days, I don't know. Good guys finishing last, I pass on that. I'ma die in first place. Put my ass on that. Who's really number one? It's up to you. I got everything I need, plus a buck or two. Separate your needs from wants, and life simplifies. My wife and son be happy, success in my eyes. I speak on me and not on you. Choose your own lane and your face unscrewed. I got too much to lose, spending time to be hating on you. Respect socks, he put faith on you. Though give and take can be unbalanced, and business in the hood never goes unchallenged. I'ma quote the words of a shoddy, but who is becomes who was, and who could have been who never be somebody. Got a little green in my jeans. The earth is mean, everybody plotting on a scheme. Wow for the night, fuck being polite. You looking for Jesus? Maybe I'ma be him tonight. And let the beef cook, I'ma stew that shank. The fat lady is singing, ask me who I thank. The power I possess is alchemistry. Nothing is something lovers and haters gon' remember me.
If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking,
two couples double dating in a bacon double cheese. Stuff I must have seen many times on a billboard. How to make a rich man buy, make him feel poor. How to make a stick man cry, make him real or just draw him eyes and let him see what he was built for. Someone was bored and made us to fill space on a big blackboard until the day we're erased. Little black boy with a smile on his face, some chalk on his hands and some thoughts on faith. Maybe heaven is the height of the stakes at the gates when they ask what you loved and how much time did you waste. And hates the hell at the bottom of a waterless well. We scale down but get less in the pale. Guess it's something like an addict's life, something like a battered wife. Cause what we cling to can kill us, but still it's hard to sacrifice.
If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time,
first thing I noticed was how LA shoes would shine. Put my sleeve up my arm to take a glimpse at the time. A breeze through the window produced melodies from a chime. Offered him a cigarette and slowly closed the blinds. Told Martin I had a secret, peep it. What I'ma say is convoluted, you probably won't believe it. It's totally incumbent of me, the story's redundant. I see time linear, which allows me to jump it. See the configurations in my mind and the circumference specific to one space, yet we are all still one with.
got what they call a looper, Dr. Luther. And today is April 4th, 1968. And tomorrow, it's totally imperative, globally to the heritage. You permit me to double as you and allow me to be a surrogate. Each sentence, cause my existence one cerebit. You're looking at the future, the product of an experiment that will hopefully change what remains. Discrimination, nuclear war, pain. So hold my hand, feel the alchemy. Take a glimpse into my mind and see yourself on the balcony in time.
Time, time,
time. If time runs out, then brother, you will get tuned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt. If the time runs out, then brother, you will get turned out. And if the clock keeps ticking, then nigga, you will lose no doubt.
Father Time featuring Shad and Farrah Much on that is Socrates. That's the 2018 remix right there. See, I put you onto all that fly stuff, even you, Snips you didn't know about
I
that.
I did not. I've got that EP, the original EP, which has got to be 20
have.
Years old now.
Yes. So, but yeah, he dropped that newness right this year. But right now, it's time for us to get into that part of the show that we all love. And welcome to the studio, our first MC in the house. Benz?
Yeah.
Yeah, stay nice and come closer to the microphone for me. Lift up the microphone. I want to hear you loud and proud. Where are you hailing from, Benz?
North Devon.
Woo! Where in North Devon?
Biddeford.
Biddeford?
Yeah.
Isn't that like Cheddar Man territory?
Yeah.
Yeah? You feeling proud about Cheddar Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds like a grime MC, isn't it? Cheddar Man. But he needs to have a beef with Manchego. Yeah. Yeah? You're liking that now?
Yeah.
It's not out of the realms. And you travelled down from North Devon today?
No, I came up last night, but the coach was 3 hours late, so it's a good job I didn't come up today.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
See, I do say this open mic needs to be sponsored by Megabus.
Yeah.
But we have Ben's, what's your background like MCing wise? How long have you been spitting for?
Probably about 8 years.
Aww,
since I was like
two. Yeah, no.
No. I've been spitting since I was about 9.
Wow.
That's wicked.
I thought I got into hip hop early.
That's wicked. And are you ready to bring it and represent for North Devon, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? No pressure or anything. And we also have Confucius MC in the studio who's representing for
Peknam.
Peknam.
SC15.
Yes. Are you originally from Peknam?
100%.
You're hanging in there. You're like the 1% holding on in Peckham. But we're running out of time, so let's get into this. This week on the open mic, we have Iron Monkey on the beat. Let's go, guys. Are you hearing everything okay in your headphones, yeah? Stay nice and close to the mic for me, and then, you know, signal each other when you're finishing, so then we can pass the mic around. It's open mic time. It's Food Bar Radio. Confucius MC, Benz. Let's do it. I am Monkey on the beat.
Yo. Ain't gonna choke like my name's B-Rabbit. I'm making changes on the planet, and I didn't even plan it. I'm choking. Ain't gonna choke like my name's B-Rabbit. I'm making changes on the planet and I didn't even plan it. I'm foaming at the mouthful and I'm spitting like I'm rabid. I can't stop.
That's all good. Shall I kick a couple of bars? No. Go.
Okay.
Confucius!
Yeah. When I pick up a book, I start penning shit. Stars align, it's bars in time. Famous a mirage when you round for the flow. Firstly, they feel my presence like desert weather. My greener sand stretch forever, whatever's clever. Bought and sold, repackages, the most simple. Name your prices, it water of gold. Before the pool of wisdom, it's just a watering hole, but it boils over. Trying to keep it warm in the stove, we act strange. Like we weren't born in this globe. Open doors of perception, look around, all of them closed to the unawoken. Maybe faithful decide, take a couple tokens, take your place on the ride. There's just enough space to survive. You know the sequence. From the world of Zangarden where they grow the heathens. Truly though, yo, who controls the season? Strange happenings, concern, no knowing reasons. Fake debates, snakes with grace. More forms to fill out, more papers to chase. Cause there's still more acres to grace for the less travel. But still convinced it's all about taking less gambles.
Yo. Only catch me in my 90s or Air Force. When I spit, I'm like Bin Laden in the airport. Bomb strapped to my chest, yeah, you know I'm killing beats. Call me the Inferno, cause I'm always spitting heat. Only ever writing or I'm pissed off and I'm fighting. When I started spitting bars, it came as a shock like lightning. I'm only 17 and this talent's getting frightening. Everybody's asking me, where the fuck have I been? I've been jamming to some beats and occasionally writing. I'm not in education, this is all that I know. Yeah, I'm always writing lyrics to expand and then grow. Only 90 beats per minute, cause I wanna keep it slow. So you can understand what I'm saying and spraying. I guess I'm kinda like a god, so you better get praying. It's like I'm writing new Bibles with these lyrics I'm laying. I'm only ever writing bars or I'm scribbling tags. So I'm always creating art and then I'm spelling out facts. You could say I spit obese because my lyrics are fat. And my mouth's about as dirty as a motherfucking sewage rat. Now you got bends infested in your fucking brain. Since I joined SoundCloud, it simply weren't the same. It's like I'm spitting in asylums cause I've yaffy deranged. But you can join me as I climb to the top. Yeah, I'm afraid of heights, but I ain't scared of the drop. I gotta get there quick. Because I'm losing the plot. Can't remember any bars because my memory's shot. Just pat me on just put me in a padded room and make sure that it's locked.
Okay. Yo, I fly with the Air Jordans. My cape's Eddie collar. My show's theme song is accordion. But by no means trying to play the villain. Just a wave that superhero trying to make a living. Came to bring a message. Viewing life to a different edit. Superman and Clark Kent like I'm schizophrenic. The real Haru, but superhuman skills taboo. Project images to kill your truth. If there was no evils, my powers wouldn't be required. It's a struggle though. A lot of superheroes are retired. Sitting on the rooftops, very uninspired. Watching time fly as the city survives. Another evil plot. But that's the moment that the hero arrives. So nice of a hero's despise. To all my young heroes, be wise. Cause very often in the story, it's the hero that dies.
Yo. It's like these rappers robbing toilets cause they're taking the piss. You can carry on your shit, I got your name on the list. So that I can come and knife you while I'm violently pissed. Might set fire to your house, kill your wife and your kids. You see that there? That's a verse and a half. I'll just murder all these pricks, I'll dunk their heads in a bar. Then get grabbed by an officer, I'll smack him and laugh. But I'm never getting caught cause there's an art to this craft. I'll be a legend in this game, call me dealer or not. Yeah, I'm spitting like a gangster, ain't no guns or cigars. Yeah, I made a couple tracks and now you're kissing my ass. Yeah, it's like my mind's in prison cause of all of these bars. I was hoping it got bailed, but it was straight on remand.
Yo, namaste. I know there's only room for a few, but can I stay? Was looking for a room with a view, something to inspire. All connected via thin wire, found my glimpse higher. This could never be the entire. I've been around my channel, piece of all spinning fire. Why they handing out awards for the winning rattle? Like you could win an art, or you could hold the towel. Lemon OG, Saffatat rattle. Hold the mat towel, always ducking from the ram swapper. They'll high five ya, they'll throw your whole fiber into fire. Whole globe burning with desire, from the scrap to the sire. The way that we devise the saddle. All we are is particles inside a collider. Trying to make something from nothing, the oldest trick. Sometimes it's harder than it may seem to hold a gift, yo. Hello forever to the oceans that will carry my words and fill my endeavor. I've been plotting in these fields for a minute, seeing Miss Bracco project around the globe and still be in the south. Receive messages, write them down, find a sound and follow it. And try to get the timing down. This is a grimy town, trying not to let it tie me down. Always rocking some kind of frown. Sometimes a thing of beauty emerges before the artist. Just looking for some purpose on this earth before it's darkness.
Fubar Radio is the open mic right now.
Levels are high.
Levels are high. We got Confucius MC in the studio. Yes, we also got Benz here. If you want to get involved in the open mic, you need to hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com. Send us an email if you're an MC with three snippets of your music. If you're a producer and you want to get on the open mic like our man, Iron Monkey, you need to also send us open mic in the subject line with some of your beats attached. Let's get involved. We want to hear from you. We want you to rap and represent your ends. Have you got more bars for us, Benz?
Yeah,
did you like how I made that rhyme there myself?
That was impressive. Yeah, I made a couple tracks and now my name's got a bout. I guess I'm kinda like a worm because I stayed on the ground. And that's the style that I write within the scene that I know. Gotta carry on writing to expand and then grow. I ain't even from the 90s, man, it's just how I flow. But hardly anybody's doing this, so where did it go? It's like one day I woke up and it's gone. But the world without this music, man, it feels so wrong. So I'll just keep writing and composing my songs until I can't walk the earth because I got holes in my socks. Not holes in my shoes because I ain't jamming in Crocs. Yeah, I've broken into hip hop, now I'm changing the locks. And I'm changing a year and I'm changing a date. Now it's time to earn some peas instead of looking like a reprobate.
You ain't looking like a reprobate. Confucius! Yo,
listen. Hit me with the chronic, that's lovely. I smoked a lot of shit, fam, trust me. From damn buds to dusty, Chinaman shit that smells musky. To the glass and blast of the Katana man to dust heap. Northern lights, white ram, all the short and ass. I lit some hash in Barcelona, the short in my nap. Put more in the light, well, how grey have me soaring the skies. Blood reds, what you saw in my eye. Had a little tie, the green and the red string. If you could flip it right, see the cream that a Zed bring. Commerce to Afghan, to see these shit that taste like dirt. There's a lot of herb that I rap, fam. The squidgy black gold still had me digi back when I was writing gold soul sealed in my city reps. Sprinkling the pollen over Mayfair, sitting in the park on the bench trying to stay there. Talk like, take care, the smoke might have you walking around with a strange air on a cold night. Especially if you're smoking that skinny, tricks the mind plays, bend you five ways. There's a lot of green I've seen in my days, from the silver haze to amnesia. Used to use the silver papers, mango crammed in the reefer. They leave you tangled with hands slow, that's a creeper.
Oh, I'm sorry, my sack Hayes wasn't here to appreciate that last verse. Thank you so much, guys. Benz, what's the information for people to track you down? What are the links to share?
Benz the MC on Instagram and SoundCloud.
Yeah, how did you get into hip hop? You mentioned there on your rhymes about how you got into this stuff. Like, what were you listening to that made you want to rap?
Mobb Deep, the old Eminem I started off on. Yeah, just coming up on all of that sort of stuff. And Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, the classics.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you listen back if you missed any of that open mic. It's going to be up there on the website, foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Thank you so much, Confucius MC, for
coming through.
Thank you so much, Benz, for coming through, representing North Devon. Thank you to my guest co-host today,
thank
DJ
you.
Snips. It's
much
been lovely having you here. And thank you to Iron Monkey on the beat. And thank you to you guys for tuning in, because this show truly is about you. And we want to hear from you, mice and me are back next Monday, 4 p.m. If you missed anything, you should know what to do by now. Hit up the website. Up next on Foodbar, you got Michael Payne taking care of you. But let's leave you with a little flavour from our guest from last week, which is Earth Evil. This track is called Peace. It's called Risks, but it's a peace out from me, Sarah Love, and a peace out from you.
Yep. DJ Snips.
Yeah.
I miss my cue.
Never mind. Come back again soon.
Whenever you're happy.
We'll practice it.
Definitely.
And then, yeah,
definitely.
It'll be slick. Thank you so much, guys. Loving having you here.
Big ups.
Yeah. Look, don't wanna see us live. Get money then dip. Old days in the bits. Still trying to get rich. Mud stains on the kicks. All from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed. That's the life that we live. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like this. Don't do it like that. Don't do it like this. Mud stains on the kicks. All from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed. That's the life that we live. Old days on the block. Bro busting them shots. Had a ting in the socks. Calm Steve in his bar.